Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole.
It is a Wednesday. You know how I know it's that day? Because I've looked at my calendar 600 times today. Otherwise, I have no idea what day it is.
Oh, that's nice.
I actually also have enjoyed that I have now set spirit walker Nicole's butt right across from me. This is how it should have been for the past year, and now I understand why. No one has to look at me and go like this week.
Receiving complaints.
No, I
complain. Then.
Yeah.
No one cares.
This is what they see.
No one cares.
Yep. Well, have a good week, you guys. I'm going to end the show now. Thanks for joining in. I'm just excited because I love this show. So we had so much fun when we did this a few months ago that we thought we would bring our wheel back, ladies and gentlemen. And this is an interactive show today. So I don't have a lot planned to just, you know, shoot shit here with you guys. So you're going to have to interact with us. That's the bottom line. Now, there are some ground rules for our show today. The first one is that we would love it if you like and share if you are watching us live. Why? Because the more the merrier. Number two, if you would like a spin on our wheel. Yay. Yes, I'm going to do that every single time. I already know you're going to ask me that because I'm psychic. Uh-huh. Two things. You either need to call in, and I have just totally blanked on the phone number, Jacob. So if you could jump on and tell people how to call in, that'd be great.
Well, he's left us too. So that's fine.
Apparently it's a coffee break.
We're, 2 minutes in? And our producer has decided to leave us.
He's like, I love the wheel show. And he's out. Well, we'll come back with the phone number because I totally just had this brain fart right now. I should have written it down. Or you can go ahead and text it to us. Message us.
Oh, I got it. It's 1-800. Never mind. 930-2819.
That's it. Yep.
Yep.
Again, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Sorry. Yes. Again, 1-800-930-2819.
We love to make this interactive through the phone lines because it's fun. So we welcome phone calls. This is why we like to do the show, for one of the many reasons. Otherwise, if you would like to be entered into the beautiful crystal bowl that probably came from the thrift store, this will get hot in the microwave, but you can use it in the dishwasher. We write your names on paper and we put them in the bowl. And then halfway through, we start drawing people's names out because I know some of you can't actually call us. You're either on your way home from work or you're at work or you're making dinner for the kids. And so you guys tune in and just kind of chit chat with us through the chat. That's totally cool. You are still entered to spin the wheel. But you have to let us know because, again, it's about free will and having your permission. So if you want your name entered in, you have to let us know as well. And we will be doing that. So what's on the wheel today, you ask? I will tell you. Our two yellows are the prize sections. And that is in this fabulous green bowl. You don't like it?
No, not even. Just people are going to think they're going to have to take that. No, we don't have to.
You do not get this bowl. It's from the thrift store. So therefore, LaShawn. Thrift store bowl. But no, the prizes are in here. Okay. So we've got prizes. So we'll fluff them up and give those out. Now, what are the prizes, you ask? Well, first and foremost, the prizes are either a beautiful bracelet from LaShawn the Luminous Mystic, or maybe it's going to be one of her beautiful keychains that she also makes that are crystal infused. It's her energy line. So you could win something out of the bowl, which is going to give you connection with LaShawn the Luminous Mystic. You guys will chit chat and she will send you something from her line. It could be that we pull it out and it's art by Ashley T. Now, are you going to get these two lovely babies? No. These are for our own personal use.
That's upside down.
There we go. But Ashley, this is mine. I really enjoy it. You don't get to have it. But Ashley is a beautiful artist. She makes fantastic paintings. And so one of the prizes is, again, not this one. This is ours as well. It's one of her beautiful signed paintings. So you guys definitely want to take advantage of that. And the third and foremost prize that's in our wheel today is one of my crystal grid candles that I make personally per person. And then I also have just crystal candles. So I have been, my kids thought this was a joke the other day. They FaceTimed me. I was making candles. They FaceTimed me the next day. I was still making candles. They asked if I had actually left my chair. So I have been making beautiful, I love this one. This is actually just one of the crystal ones that are for sale, like an a la carte item. You can do them as gifts. But they are all scented. They are all Reiki infused. They all have crystals in them. If I do a personalized grid candle for you, it could look like this. So you have different crystals in there. Not everyone has glitter. I just have been really into this glitter phase. But there's meanings behind why I set the crystal grids up the way I did, meanings behind your stones, and when they finally burn, why certain stones are falling in for you to be able to stay in alignment with what you're trying to manifest currently, right? You don't have to burn these. Some people just don't want grids hanging around their house, and I fully understand that. And some of them come in these really cool jars, right? So you can close them up. This is one of my favorites. It's rose petals, and it's got rose and lavender essential oils in it, and it's got aquamarine crystals in there. Just absolutely beautiful. So that is another prize in the prize wheel. Otherwise, you get a spot. If it hits the green, it's color, so you actually get a color reading. If it hits red, you get a crystal reading. If it hits purple, it's a chakra reading. And if it hits blue, it's an angel reading. So it's readings, messages, and prizes. Again, saying hi does not enter you in. Please let us know that you'd like to be entered in. Just put something easy like enter, or enter me, please, or just enter, right? We'll know to put your name in the jar to start pulling out. And again, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819 if you want to interact with us and hang out with us.
Hey, just real quick, going back to the candles, did you explain that when you say that they're customized, like they are customized, you have people fill things out?
Yep. You get to fill out a questionnaire. You get to. It's an honor. No, I make a questionnaire so that I can get into your energy. So I know what it is you're looking to manifest, what you're looking at releasing, what kind of energy you're in right now in order to create those grids. LaShawn does the same thing with her jewelry. So bracelets, she will make. This is part of the Angel line of Spirit Walker Nicole's that she does for us. But she will also make bracelets according to what it is that we need in our lives as well. So if you are a jewelry person or can wear these type of things, the necklaces, the bracelets, and you want to keep them on you. That's what LaShawn does. Ashley paints paintings off of energy as well. So I heard the rip. Love it. That adds excitement.
We have Jesse, Debbie, and Jamie are all entered in.
I love it. Okay. With that being said, I wanted to show you guys, it doesn't land on the same color generally in a row. Okay. There's no rigged on here as well. Plus, well, I know Jacob's laughing at me. If he was there, he would be laughing at me. There we go. So it goes on different ones. The joy of this particular show for us is that we get to work on completely different levels. So if I'm going to do a crystal reading, I'm going to actually go into my little bag of crystals, shake them up, put them under the table, and pull one out. We're working with your spirit teams and your angels today. Loved ones may come through, and that's fine, especially if we're starting to pull cards for one another. And, you know, we get messages as they come in. I have had a fantastic mediumship day, let me tell you. I have been honored. I always say honored to be able to work with past loved ones. And I had two readings this morning, and both of them involved mothers coming through. And one of them, you know, I like to toot my own horn once in a while, was from Auckland, New Zealand. So I want to give a shout out to you. I just feel honored that you found us on a podcast, that you requested a reading. It was so cool to meet you and your family. And, you know, I hope to be working with you again soon. But that's New
Zealand.
And
if you're watching live, it's like 3 a.m. So thanks.
No, it was 7 when we did the reading. It was just like, I'm just getting my day started. So it's so cool to be able to touch so many people across the world now and what we do. And it really is an honor for us to be able to do that. And we continue growing and evolving on that level. Okay. So I've got Annette, Denise, Jamie, Jesse, and Debbie. You got everybody?
I don't have Annette.
Okay, let's put Annette in here, and then let's do a card, or card. Let's do a spin before we hit the first break with that.
Wait, let me get her.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, put her in here. Put her in here. Yep. We got this. We got Jamie Fogel. Yay! My people are here. I am loving it. Denise, Debbie is our...
Oh, wait, I don't have Denise either.
Yeah, put Denise.
Who's Denise? Okay.
Denise Mooney.
Got it. She's on the other page.
She is. That's why we hire Jacob. Yep. We didn't actually hire him. We actually really enjoy working with him though, you guys. We'll try not to make fun of each other today. All right. I can't
no
owe him another
there.
I can't make promises there. I already owe him one beer from last week, so I'm trying not to. I can't remember the word I'm supposed to say, so that's good. All right, you guys see me shuffling it up. I'm not paying attention. I'm just looking at you guys. The first one is Denise. Yay.
She gets a spin.
She gets a spin. You all said, right. Like you weren't excited.
No, I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm here for it.
Are you ready? Yeah. All right, Denise. One, two, three. Woo! Spin it. I'm digging it. Chakra card. Okay.
Oh, nice.
So that is out of this deck right here. I've even got the pendulum out today. Ta-da! I feel like we need some background music going on here when I spin that wheel. Of course, it spins really fast. Okay, Denise, we are connecting you right now with the color blue, which is your throat chakra, and that's just what your spirit team is showing me as I work through these cards as well. So I'm wondering if you have been drawn to the color blue lately, or maybe that is one of your favorite colors. Blue not only goes with your throat chakra, but it also goes with the stone lapis. So I know that you're familiar with crystals as well. I would definitely start using lapis in your day-to-day, you know, carrying it in your pocket, or if you have a bracelet or something as well. Blue on the angelic realm, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Hold on, I'm working on something.
Oh, she's already working on something for you. We'll get back to the angelic realm and the blue with you. But we know that that's Archangel Michael. And so that's just a big presence coming in for you tonight. The card that your spirit team has pulled through your energy is faith. And it's the purple card. Now, it's all about connecting that faith and working through the past trauma in your life. And I'm kind of nauseous and kind of sick to my stomach, and I feel like there's just something that's not setting with you in the moment, and that you're working through that energy. And at the same time, it's, I get the chills because I feel like, you know, you're on a different level and you're ascending, but you're being weighed down by the heaviness of the human form, of the energy of what's going on around us. And that being said, they want you to really get down nitty gritty and start clearing it out. Ask Archangel Michael to come in and work with you on that strong color blue. And it's that royal blue. Start working through that throat chakra. What do you have?
Well, I just, the team says, you know, you didn't get an angel card, but you did get an angel card.
It's blue and green. Oh my gosh, I love it.
And it's talking about good news. And what your team is saying is that you need some good news. And so this is just letting you know that they're watching, they're here for it, and it's coming. So you have to have a little bit of faith. Check in with Archangel Michael. Make sure that if you are feeling unprotected or just you need that extra little something, you call him in. Remember, angels, you have to ask for their help, and then that gives them the green light to go ahead. And so checking in with your spirit team, checking in with your angels, and if you have been feeling a little bit off balance or just down, I don't know what the correct phrase is, but it seems like maybe you could need a little pick-me-up here, and your angels are aware of that, and they're on top of it, so good news is coming.
I love it. We will leave you with Denise.
Yes. There you all go.
We will leave you with yourself, Denise. Actually, I looked down and she said blue is her favorite color.
Perfect.
Love how that's all tied together. So start utilizing the color itself. Remember, color has vibration, you guys. So if there's a particular color that jumps out at us and we let you guys know, it's to work on that vibration. If you don't know much about color and color therapy, you can just Google it. A lot of this you guys can do on your own. If you want to dive into a deeper message and the meaning, like, you know, you got 1.2 seconds here, Denise, of us chiming in with blue and the angelic realm and how your spirit team wants you to work with it. You want an evolved message, you can, you know, go to shadesofspirit.com and do that and schedule those appointments with those questions. But Denise, really good things are starting to come through. You're breaking open is what I'm seeing. And not the broken down breaking open. It's finally stepping into frickin' Denise and her power. All right, you guys, stay tuned. So if you are new tuning in, like and share, please. We are doing the spin the wheel. It's the prize wheel today. So you can get any type of reading, depending what's on here. The yellow ones are our prizes. We have cool prizes we're giving away today as well, free readings.
And if you don't win a candle, you can order one online.
And if you don't win a bracelet or a keychain, you can order it online. And if you want Ashley to paint you a pretty picture,
Order it online.
That's the joy of it. You guys, stay tuned. We will be back in a few short moments. So put in the comments on both pages that you want your name entered in, and we're going to do that on break so we can get going right after the break with more messages.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Find nourishment in your life, inside and out, on the Two Girls and Plants podcast with Shannon Summers and Adrian Craig. Learn how to advocate for your health with courage and confidence every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Shannon and Adrian, visit TwoGirlsAndPlants.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Shades of Spirit.
What kind of an intro is that?
I have had a day. I'm not going to lie.
Everybody.
Have anybody tried to plan a vacation with your mom and the whole family?
I've been reading the emails. They've been hilarious.
The emails have been hilarious. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Yes, you are.
Who are you?
Spirit Walker Nicole.
Could you please put Britt in here?
Britt
P, please.
Yep.
Before we pull out the next one. So we are spinning.
I like how you like specify the last
the
name because there's so many Brits that listen.
Well, that'd be cool. I like that. If I was doing myself a reading, it would be a crystal reading. So we're doing free readings, you guys. We also have cool prizes to give away. We have jewelry from, or it could be a beautiful keychain, energy bracelets from LaShawn the Luminous Mystic. We have beautiful paintings. You know, she tries her hardest to teach us. We're getting better. But you actually get a personalized sign painting from psychic artist Ashley. And or, depending on what gets drawn, you get a personalized crystal grid candle that I make personally. And I personalized by personally me. I'm not going to lie. Like, if I had to make an assembly line to do these, it wouldn't work. I actually do one person's at a time because of the time it takes to cure the wax and then to be able to place the stones in and the flowers and the different scents, and you can
plus the magic part of it. Like there's
I love it.
There's the, you know, the physical part of it, but it's also the
energy.
Yeah.
The Reiki energy goes in there. So love this. Candle. Yes, Diane. I love it. All right. So let's get to work. So we're doing readings. So please like and share. Let people know. You can also find us on all sorts of podcast search engines. So iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google, iTunes. Yeah. That's how I got into contact with someone and did a reading in Auckland, New Zealand today. So that was freaking awesome. You guys are watching.
He did the reading tomorrow.
Well, yeah, for her. It was Thursday. That's always bizarre. All right. Who are we doing next? You guys saw me mix it. Ritz P. Ta-da! We're going to do a couple of you in each segment, so don't worry. We will definitely get to as many as possible. All right, are we ready? Are we ready, Jacob? One, two, three. Spin that wheel. Ah, woo! Well, you know why I'm doing that? A, you get to win a prize, but B, I knew you were winning a prize because they showed me the color yellow. So that was fun. This is a new psychic game I'm playing. So in this bowl are three different ones. It is, you guys can all see, I'm not lying. We've got, whose name is that? Jewelry. So that's LaShawn. We have got painting, okay, by Ashley. Folding these up smaller. And then you've got the candle. Just says candle, because I know it's from me. So what I need you to do, Britt, is I'm going to need you, wherever you just put your name in, if it's on our Facebook page. She said, woohoo, so it's our page. Message, this is really the easiest way to do this. Message us through private messenger so that you're not giving out your information to everyone else so I can set you up with the right person to get you your prize, okay? Because there's not really an easier way to go about that. So you guys, that's the only thing is you've got to message us or Britt, write this phone number down, 858-684-7575. I will put it up in the chat box as well. You can text our work line the information so we can connect. So let's do that. Like, I'm so excited for you. I can have any one of those. So what I do is I connect with your spirit team and I ask them to come through and pick what you need in your life at the moment based on those three items that we have talked about as prizes. And your spirit team actually works through me and picks them out. So I don't know. There's something odd, Britt, about you and the ocean and whales. They actually showed me SeaWorld, which is interesting, and killer whales. I don't know if you have an affinity with the ocean and whales and that energy, but it's time for you to get back to the ocean. Maybe even take a whale watching tour. I'm not quite sure what the meaning is, but
she's like, I live in South Dakota. No, I'm joking.
Oh yeah. I was like, oh, well, then you need to take a vacation. But water is really important for you right now of cleansing. So you're getting a private little message. I just let your team really work into my energy. And have that connection and reminding you of that killer whale and how big and bold that they are. And yet they're such a family pack. I don't know what you call a pod, if you will, that they're the way they hunt, the way they take care of each other's youngsters. She lives by the beach. Perfect. So it's time for you to get to the beach, put your feet in the water, bring your little tribe with you. There needs to be some connection this summer is what I'm showing, even though maybe we've spent a lot of time with our family. Your prize though is yay for me. It's a candle. Oh, nice. Love it. Okay. So I'm going to write your name on here. Britt and P-I-S-A-N-E-L-L. Okay. So message me. I will send you the information to fill out. You're going to get a personalized crystal grid candle. So it's not going to be one of these. And then I will create that and send that out to you. Unless you're in San Diego, I do door drops as well. So I love that.
You like DoorDash.
It's DoorDash with candles.
Spirit Dash.
If you guys know anybody, so congratulations, Britt. Thank you so much for tuning in. Who wants to play this game, please have them put their names in Transformation Talk Radio or on Shades of Spirit LLC. Let us know you want to be entered into our drawing for this. We've got time for another one. Told you guys.
Are you going to talk about the grand prize or no?
Yeah, there is a grand prize. It's going to happen in segment four, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
Nay.
Not today.
All right. What do we got here? We've got... They're so big. I know. Spirit Walker Nicole. Annette. This is the most janky thing I've ever seen. I thought maybe she... I gave her scissors. She'd cut them. I'm holding this up to people. This.
They don't care about what that looks like. They're happy they got called.
All right. So I'm putting everyone's names behind here because we do have a grand prize. So Annette, are you ready? Are we set?
Oh my God. It's been a while.
Diane Bomba is officially in, correct? Make sure.
Sure.
Okay, Diane Bomba, you are officially entering in as well. All right. So, Annette, one, two, and three. Woo! Ooh, a crystal reading. I love it. Okay. So, I've got six different crystals in this pouch, as you can see. I've got them all right here. I've got lapis. I have got rose quartz. I have bloodstone, I have malachite, I have black tourmaline and tiger's eye. These are the ones that Spirit had me pick out today. They've all been cleansed on my wand as well. And so it's just shaking them all up because they're about the same size. Shaking them up. And we're just going to pick one out that your spirit team got it. Bloodstone. Okay. So this is a really cool one. I was actually not familiar with this until one of our friends came to our Release and Intentions workshop, and she started bringing stones for everybody. And this was one of them that she brought. And I understand why she brought it, because it was definitely an evening of healing that we were doing. So for you, Annette, the energy that your team is working with you and it to progress is talking about this stone resembles. This stone represents purification, courage, and noble sacrifice. Please tune in to what Angel's coming in for her, because my entire ear is ringing like crazy. You're going to get, like Denise, a little extra something here, because your angels are really big on you in this moment and why this stone was picked. Also, Bloodstone has a long history for healing. So it's about healing in and expanding that out. So it's a lot of inward healing for you. It's also somewhat of a magical stone because of its ability to transmute negative energy and purify a space while protecting at the same time. So if you're not familiar with Bloodstone, I would definitely look into getting some. You can put them in the corners of your windowsills. When I do grids for homes, if they're not in candles, then I will do them, certain crystals go outside in the corners and certain crystals go inside, but some people can't do that because of kids or animals they don't want to ingest. Bloodstone's going to be good because not only is it going to purify the space, but it's also going to dispel any type of negative energy that's being built up in corners. Also, this one says that Bloodstone works with our root chakra and it can work with our heart chakra based on the colors, because it has veins of red that go through it, but it is also this really pretty green color. And so you can actually meditate with it on either the root chakra energy or the heart chakra energy. If you're not feeling grounded and secure in that space, then what happens is that you start to become a little bit lightheaded, a little bit out there. It's about bringing you back in. That's what they're showing this would be beneficial for, actually, is your root chakra. It also says Bloodstone is used to realign your lower chakras. So it's going to be working with your solar plexus, your sacral, and your root chakra, bringing all those together so that you stand in your own power. You can work through that creativity, that passion that really ignites that fire within you. And you can do it being stable and grounded and rooted into Mother Earth. So this is a great one for aligning those bottom chakras. And it can also be used in balancing that total alignment to help overcome any anxiety or stress, because these work for you is what they're showing me. What were you getting, Spirit Walker Nicole, before we go to break?
I have two. I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Ariel. So it's basically, you know, Raphael's associated with that healing, which makes sense for that stone as well. So make sure you're calling him in and just checking in, not only on your physical, but mental, all that. Just take care of yourself and do things that are good for you. Take bubble baths, meditate, do those things that a little bit of me time is needed here. And Archangel Ariel comes in as well, and she's associated with a few things. So one of those is financial abundance. So if money's on your mind lately, call her in, you know, talk to her about what's going on. And again, open the door for her to come in and kind of help the ship go in the right direction. So call those two angels in.
I like it.
Yep.
And we'll leave you with that, Annette. All right. Can you please put Diane M in?
Yes.
Thank you. Yep. All right, you guys, we're about to go to break and then we're going to come back. We're going to do more. So please like and share. We are pulling names out of our beautiful crystal bowl here. I think it's more porcelain for a reading or a prize on our wheel. Also, you guys, we have three different events coming up in July. I don't have August done yet because we have become so busy that I'm trying to get at least two dates on the calendar for August. But if you want to take advantage of some group readings, this is the way to go. July 10th, you can sign up on Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook. It is Sunset with Spirit group reading and healing circle. If you have not seen the pictures, go back to our page, scroll down. I was just so impressed with our group. We had such a good time. The healing circle, LaShawn and I brought all of our shamanic drums, our rattles, just our shakers, our rain sticks, and really had a time where we could connect together and do the healing part of it at the end. Everybody gets a message. And then you also get a beautiful charcuterie box from celebrity chef Nicole Moreno. It was closer than what I normally say,
yeah,
guys. Closer than
good.
What I normally, I cannot say that word. So that's July 10th. It's a Saturday. Join us. It's in Fallbrook. So anywhere from we had people from Alpine show up, folks. and Temecula. So it was a blast to have you guys come. That is happening again this month. July 15th is the Shades of Spirit dining experience with Chef G. That is in Temecula, the Wildomar area. I only have a few seats left. That one sold out almost immediately. That's at 5:30 p.m. And that is on a Thursday evening. That is again July 15th. That is where you get a three-course fine dining. I mean, he is an excellent chef. He has his stuff imported from Italy and Sicily. I mean, it's a mouth-watering experience, and each one of you also get readings for that. And then on July 17th, we're already selling tickets for our Paint with Spirit out in Fallbrook as well. That's where we do paintings with art by Ashley T, and we have spirit readings with those as well. So check those out on Shades of Spirit LLC, and we'll be right back after this break.
How to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's in and out. Welcome back, everybody, to Shades of Spirit. And it's Spin That Wheel! I really should have been a game show host. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty much all I can do is just spin the wheel. We're having a good time today with our fun event called Spirit Take the Wheel. We tune into your energy. The pug whose eye is actually getting better, so thank you all. Somebody actually just asked me the other day who's tuned in. So yes, his eye is getting better, but he decides he wants to chew on this toy during the show because he can't leave our site. But it's all about messages for you guys. We have prizes we're giving away. Again, the prizes are the two yellow squares. You can receive either a bracelet or a energy keychain from LaShawn the Luminous Mystic. From myself, it is our candles. So it is our Crystal Grid candle line. These ones are for sale that are not grids. They are a little bit less than the grid ones because they do take me a little bit more time. But I'm having such a blast creating these and making these for people that it's taking me every evening. It's like my zen. So you do that. Or Art by Ashley T will give you a signed. Again, this is not hers. We created this, her idea. But you'll get a personal painting from her that is signed. So that's really cool. I just want to dive into it. If you are new and joining, please like and share. Tell your friends. There's free things going on here, readings and prizes. And if you are with us, we usually get through about two of you a segment. So don't go anywhere because you don't want to miss this fun. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you exciting? Are you exciting?
Yes. Extremely.
Yeah, you look like it. Okay. Diane M. Yay. Okay. Fold you up and put you down. And there's also this grand prize thing that we have come up with during our break. So don't go anywhere because you never know what might happen. All right, Diane M., are you ready? On our mark. Get, oh, like how a motorcycle drives by right as I'm doing that. Get set and go. Da, 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 da. What does that say? Yep, chakra card. Okay, so we are going to move into the chakra deck. We are going to connect with the energy for you. Of course, the color that pops up immediately for me is purple. Everybody's energy just needs to take a little break, because every time I move into this particular deck or people's energy today, whether it be personal readings from this morning or now, our energy seems to be a little bit all over the place. And it's not Mercury retrograde. We're not having a full moon. I think that you are feeling this as well, Diane. The purple and the dizziness with me is obviously your crown chakra and the connecting part of it for you. I want to know what is around you at the moment that's purple. Maybe it's an amethyst. I don't know where you are. I'm assuming you're at your house, but there's something. I'm sorry. I'm working through it. They're showing me.
Wow.
This is what happens when you work with me and I'm on a show. Cause I don't want to be like silent here. What angels associated with purple?
Oh, there's a few actually.
You want to pick one for Diane?
Yes.
I love this card for you, Diane. It is the expansion card out of the chakra deck. And of course, one of them is wearing purple, and the one that's wearing purple is actually a blonde. Oh my gosh, look at that, Diane. I'm showing that to you one more time. So it is about this energy coming towards you. It's about this upper expansion, right? And this purple is about receiving for you. You're also giving this energy out into the circle. So you've got ascended masters, and it's the earth and it's wind. You've got the light coming through with you as well. The blue for the expansion part of it is it's time to use your voice in the way that you haven't before. With the expansion card on here, it says you'll see it when you believe it. So as you start getting results, then you know that what you're trying to create and manifest within the company is starting to move forward. At the same time, the detours are just to get you there at the right time, which you know. It's wise counsel, fruitful collaboration, spiritual support, state of uncertainty, and being guided. So you're kind of going through all of that at the moment, both in the human and spiritual aspect of it. Counseling, connections, and progress. So you're going to be getting back into that part of it. You have a very strong, and I've never seen this behind you before, wise counsel. It's different with her energy right now. It's not your norm that would normally come through. This is very much ascended. They're in white robes. They definitely have that look of an ascended master, but they're calling them the wise ones around you. And to start connecting with other people in spirit, other, you know, levels, in order to continue to ascend. And don't always think of it in the angelic realm either. What do you have?
So, if you do want to look at it in the angelic realm,
well, yeah, I mean,
yeah, but purple is associated with Archangel Zadkiel. And if you know Zadkiel, you'll know that he is associated with, lots of things, but mainly, transformation and mercy. And what I'm hearing is that you tend to be pretty hard on yourself and you expect a lot. You have a high standard for yourself and others, but it's okay. If you're not perfect at something, or if something didn't turn out exactly as you want, you know, that's all right. It's just show yourself a little bit of mercy. And you have to trust that thing, that whatever's going on happens for a reason. That transformation is coming, that whatever you think is maybe not, you know, what you expected, it is going to be it's what you need. Okay. Your team makes sure of that. So give yourself a break. Know that things are going the way they are for a certain specific purpose, and you have good things coming to you. You got a strong team behind you. And yeah, I mean, all that, there are no mistakes, no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. That's all very much in play here.
Love it. She says she actually has a large amethyst next to her. Connect with that stone. Okay. Just meditate with your amethyst, get some smaller ones. I know you got bracelets. Amethyst yourself up for the next few weeks. Honestly is what they're saying. They showed me three. So I don't know what the pivotal expansion part of it for you is coming up in the next 3 weeks, but amethyst is definitely what you need. And she says, I feel like I'm going through everything you just said. So we will leave you that with Diane so we can get to our next one. Are you guys ready? Again, in the bowl, names. I don't see, and I don't want you guys to cheat either, but I guess that makes more sense for you guys than me. Okay, I don't see what's going on here. Ta-da! We have Jamie Fogel. Wow, I think you outdid yourself with Jamie Fogel's paper. Let me just tell you.
Will you quit showing people the paper?
Jeez. I want them to see that I'm not cheating. We are very authentic people here. All right. All right, Jamie, let's go. And one and two. Woo! Yes. Prize! I didn't pay attention. Yay, Jamie, it's a prize for you. All right. That works out good. All right. So we have two prizes in the bowl. You, my friend, are getting. Yes, that's perfect for you. You are getting a painting by Art by Ashley T. Check that out. Okay. Cool. That is cool. And I'll have you to connect because she can create something for you, for your energy that you're in right now. And yeah, no, I think I actually can see that all going down pretty cool. So Jamie, I know how to get a hold of you. We will connect. I will get you Ashley's information and have her make something. If you want something for your family as well, because I feel like it's just such a united group, talk to her about that. And the one message that I am getting before we go to break for you is from the grandmother energy, mom's side of the family. She's laughing and crying at the same time, which I don't generally see tears from spirit. And it's the laughter that she feels within you and the tears of joy, the tears that you're finally finding that place and you're finally making that mark that you want to make. You make a mark on everyone's lives and you know that, but you're finally making a mark where you feel it counts the most. Even though everything you do is equally distributed, she is so happy to have that. And she's actually got her hands on your mom's forehead and your mom's chest. More of the stomach area. So this is kind of where I'm at with her as well, with the healing part of it with your mom and running energy through her. So pass that along to her as well, is that she's got family support with her right now. And okay, I can't remember the names of the boys in order, but number three, your third boy. Yes. Your grandmother's applauding him for the accomplishments and the steps it took for him this year and being, you know, at home a lot and now expanding out. And she's giving him accolades. So I actually don't know if that's one that's maybe promoted in grade level or what, but she's talking about the accolades and that she was there for that. But that is number three in the line as well. But she's just so happy for you at the moment. I am seeing green up in my corner. So they're almost kind of talking about, it's like a map. So I'm almost going with like a vision type board, but create the way that you want to, but bring this green energy, which is financial abundance as well, down into your family. Like it's up here to grab. You are at that point now of just pulling it in to everyone and encompassing everyone in that like financial abundance, because what else do we need besides, you know, being able to take care of our needs? But you've got four kids and it's time for, you know, the things that you're trying to evolve for them financially. It's coming. Like that's what it's showing, is it's coming. You have to be the one to finish pulling that sheet down, that money in, that financial abundance in, to keep touching the lives that you've been touching and helping others as well, because you're still a healer and they don't want you to dismiss that part of the power that you have to help people heal as well. And I'm going to leave you with that. Anything you have for Miss Jamie?
No, you covered it. It was good. I'm excited for her painting. I want to see it.
I know. Definitely post it. That'll be cool. All right, you guys. We are going to go to break. Again, you can find us on shadesofspirit.com or you can find us over at transformationtalkradio.com or their Facebook page. Go to YouTube. The Fierce Four are always having a good time doing something over there. YouTube, Shades of Spirit, and Gabbing with Gabby. You can hear our interviews. We have a whole month of cool interviews that she did with us. So we're actually on the other side of the mic. So go check out Gabbing with Gabby on YouTube. Check out the Fierce Four's month. And we will see you right after this break to do some more giveaways and do our grand prize. So don't go anywhere.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, life coach Ricky Schwartz. at myturnlifecoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Shades of Spirit. I am psychic medium Jamie.
And spirit walker Nicole.
Spirit's taking the wheel. We're not even screwing around now.
Hurry up. We got things to do.
We got, you know, you've been with us since the beginning. We're gonna bang this out. All right. Number one, Debbie McDonald.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Again, I think we should just read your formations. Put you back here. All right, Debbie, you ready? One, two, and three. Spirit is taking the wheel for you. Ooh, a chakra card. All right. Perfect. God, I don't even need to do much on that one. Yellow, yellow, yellow. So let me know what's up with the yellow color. Something along the line of Gerber daisies or sunflowers is actually what they're showing me. It's about the solar plexus. It's about finding your power center. Trickery. So the trickery card goes in with our heart chakra. So the reason why they've lined up these two together is that we are tricking ourselves sometimes into thinking things are okay, or we're thinking things are on the right path. And in reality, we have to do that inner work in order to get to that next step. So for you, it comes in that alignment of, are you fooling yourself by thinking one thing when in reality, your gut is telling you something else? It's tuning into that intuition. It's tuning into that core center for you of that light, bringing the yellow around you and within you, reminds you to stay in that space of love and light. It stays in the space of intuition. And it also is about healing the heart center. And when we heal the heart center, everything starts to move really well. So actually your crown chakra and third eye are pretty open and your root feels pretty stable, but then we get backed up between that solar plexus and heart. And so we want to be able to make this a complete clear channel for you. And it's healing a little bit more in that heart center in order to move forward. And the loss that you've had in your life of just making sure you realize that they are all there with you time and time again, and that it is time for you to really face the music within yourself of what do you want. And if you're asking that question, that means it's time for the answers. And if you're still standing there thinking, all right, there's some things out there that I know I want, some things I'm not sure, connect with your spirit team. They're here to help you move into that direction and align those things for you. We're making these quick because we want to get to everybody. And I'm going to leave you with that. Don't forget, you guys, grand prize, so don't go anywhere. All right, who's next? Who is next? I don't know why my guides just yelled Martha. Diane Bamba. All right, we're going to spin that wheel. One, two, and three. Boom. Ooh, a color card. Okay, these are my new favorite cards. Color holds energy. That's why they're bringing color in today for us as well. So for you, this is what your guides want you to work on, to connect with, and this is what's going to help you start manifesting and moving forward. So there's like a little barrier going on here based on what these colors are. One, two, make me count with you. Three. All right. These cards tell a story. So let's go here. I've got two for you. All right, you got the death card and the intuition card. Death card is not a negative card. Death card is about the death of the old and bringing back in the new. Using your intuition is the purple part of it. So listening to your higher ups, right? Listening to your team. And I hear this right here. If Diane, it's time to finish releasing. It's time to let this go. If you want what to come forward, come October, November, they're showing me 11, so November. It's about using your intuition and being guided by that process. Release releasing the old, letting in the new. November is a key time for you. So every time you see the number 11 or 1111, they want you to tune into your spirit team and continue working on manifesting and moving forward in that direction. And that it's okay now to let go of what you've been holding on to, because you are not the soul keeper of everyone else's stuff. And that's what they're talking about, is letting that part go. And my right or left eye is killing me. So it's about seeing the light within yourself, because others are trying to show you, but you got to use your intuition and start seeing that for you and what you can do for others. I'm going to leave you with that, because we want to get to the grand prize, you guys. So I don't want to rush you, but there's a little message in there. So our last one, see, bowl's empty. Jesse Mathis, are you ready? One, two, three. Spin, 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 spin. An angel card.
All right.
And the grand prize, as she is pulling her angel card, is that you all get put back in the bowl, every single one of you. And the grand prize is going to be dun, 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 an hour reading with me.
That's a $100 value.
It's actually more than that, but I'm charging $75.
Sorry.
Right now.
That's right. I forgot.
1 hour reading with me. All your names are back in the bowl.
All right, Jesse, you have the bullying prevention angel. And it's weird because, again, look, it's with abs. Why do they do that on these cards?
Yeah.
The angel has a six pack, which I find weird.
But a blonde. Look at that.
All right. This is about making sure that, and they're already saying that you're somebody who does not like injustice, and it's not that you're getting bullied, but you really notice it around you, and they're encouraging you to always stand up for what you believe in. You stand up for other people. You already do that, and they're acknowledging that, and they're thanking you, because sometimes people just can't find that voice or just don't have that empowerment. And that's when they say that that's where you come in. You are the voice for other people, and you are very, very good at just automatically knowing when there's, even if it's just like slight little offhanded or, you know, comments that people make, you will put them in check and you will say, that's not okay. Doesn't matter if they're your friends or not. You will always be the one to say what's, and they're thanking you for that, because not everybody has that. So keep doing that. Keep standing up for the people that can't stand up for themselves. I'll leave you with that.
I really like that. Orange is her color. Huh, just doing colors today. That's the passion. That's that sacral chakra, creativity, finding ways to speak for others when they can't speak for themselves. Yeah, I don't know what you've been doing with orange, so I don't think it's been orange juice, but literally, like, orange would be a color to start bringing into your space as well a little bit. I know it's not Halloween yet or fall, but definitely bring that orange color in for you. Okay, so I am mixing this up. Da-da-da. Told you there's going to be a grand prize. Aren't you guys glad you stuck around? Okay, I'm making sure you guys are all separated and folded up into little pieces. I love this part. Ta-da. Okay. I always like to say ta-da.
It's great radio.
But I want you to pull it out here, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Okay.
Pull one out. What you got there? Oh, it's Jesse.
All right.
Jesse gets a 1 hour reading with me. And because, so you know how to get a hold of me. I'm going to put that over there. Because I still have one prize left in here, how about we pull one more person's card, right? And you'll get it's LaShawn the Luminous Mystic. So they're going to get a bracelet or a keychain from her. So let's do that. Because you guys, the cool thing about the people that are with us today is that you guys have been in with us since the beginning. And even before the radio show, like, you guys have just been our cheerleaders and our support system. So we like doing stuff like this, A, to give messages. It's a new fun way to do that. It's letting your team connect, but it's also is thanking you for being part of our journey on this. So let's see, this is going to be for LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic. Spirit Walker Nicole, pull out one more here. Da, da, na, na. I don't know what it is. Let's fold it up. I did a very good job of pulling that one up. Diane Bamba. Very cool. Okay. So Diane, you know how to get a hold of us. Message us. I'm going to put your name on here. LaShawn will connect with you. B-O-M-B-A. There you go. So Diana, you have the bracelet, and then Jamie Fogel has the art by Ashley T. Britt has the candle from me. And then Jesse has the 1 hour reading. Hey, for Jesse, I know that's exciting. So you guys, again, this is what this is all about. It's us coming together and really being able to, these messages are not just for one person over another. It's the entire group. And with that being said, my team has decided that we are going to pull a peace card for everybody as well to give a group message for everyone. And I want you guys to remember, though, that a lot of us are experiencing, you know, loss the past year and a half, whether it be from the pandemic, whether it just be from, you know, health issues, whatever the issue might be, that our loved ones can hear us, that our loved ones are never going to put us in a space of feeling guilty, right? Because when we can't be there to see their, to be with their passing, or when, you know, we might think that we've said the wrong thing at the end of someone's life, we hold on to this guilt. And the big lesson through our spirit teams this past, you know, week and a half in readings has been to let go of the guilt. Because when we cross over into the other realms and we're on the other side, they no longer feel that way, that we hold on to those human emotions. And that's what they want us to let go of. And they want us to find that peace within. So right now, take just a quick second as we're wrapping up the show and think of a loved one that's on the other side, one that you would love to connect with. And I want you just to say their name in your mind, right? And I want you to call them in. And this is going to be a message from, that's a lot of energy, you guys, from them to you. And each person's going to take it in a different way. It's the divine companion. I absolutely love this card. So when you're looking to connect with someone, when you're looking to have that divine intervention and that divine companion, this is the message for you. Ready? Here we go. You are guided and protected by my wings of light. This is a message from your loved one to you right this minute. I have loved you always and will love and will continue to love you forevermore. I am with you in the air, in the sunlight, in the rain, and all that surrounds you. Feel my embrace. You have support, both seen and unseen. Reach out and accept the help on offer. An unexpected kindness or surprise company, reconnecting with an old friend brings joy to you both. And remember that love is your companion. So for you guys, that's what I'm leaving you with. Divine companion. That connection, that reading with your loved one. Go to Facebook, Shades of Spirit LLC, book our appointment. Book your appointment at shadesofspirit.com. And we will see you guys tomorrow for Eye of Soul Radio at 5 p.m. Have a great evening. Even Dodger's excited about it. Thanks, you guys, for joining us.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on transformationtalkradio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.